USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is set to get back to work on this May 4th, with proceedings beginning at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. One of the things that will be discussed is a Phase 4 stimulus plan, and Democrats are hoping this will include money for states to help bail them out due to the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Senator John Barrasso is not a fan of that because
Nancy Pelosi's asked for $1 trillion, and a lot of that is to bail out state pension plans that have had decades of mismanagement. And I am not for that, or are Republicans for that at all.
Barrasso speaking there on Fox News. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says it's too soon and too hard to tell when the United States will allow international travel, which has come to halt amid the coronavirus outbreak. Mnuchin saying right now their top priority is opening up the domestic economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I could take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says the federal government needs to roll back regulations on pharmaceutical production so they can make products in America.
One of the beautiful things is that this crisis has unveiled is the power of the federal government merging with the power of private enterprise.
Navarro also telling Fox News that the coronavirus pandemic has American companies stepping up to the plate to help manufacture ventilators.
GM was able to reproduce much of that supply chain, so those ventilators became made in America products.
Carnival Cruise Lines is resuming cruises on a limited basis this summer. The company says 8 ships will begin sailing again in August from select cities. 3 ships will leave from Texas, while 3 are departing from Miami. And 10 months after the death of his wife, Beth, Dog the Bounty Hunter is engaged. Dwayne Chapman proposing to his new girlfriend at their home in Colorado. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Supreme Court is ready to hear cases during the coronavirus pandemic, but not from the courthouse. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
After a two-month hiatus caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court resumes oral arguments today using 20th century technology to help resolve a 21st century legal issue. The justices will not gather in their marble courtroom, but will instead participate in a telephone conference call with lawyers involved in the case and members of the court dialing in separately, a first for the Supreme Court. After brief opening statements from the lawyers, the justices will ask their questions, beginning with Chief Justice John Roberts and proceeding in reverse order of seniority, ending with Brett Kavanaugh. Cases scheduled for argument in March and April were postponed because of the pandemic. Roughly half of them will be heard in May. The rest were carried over to the next term, beginning in the fall. Two of the biggest cases involving access to President Donald Trump's taxes and the role of the electors who cast the actual votes for president will be argued by conference call May 12th and 13th.
Legendary Miami Dolphins head coach Don Shula is dead at the age of 90. The team says he passed away this morning at his Miami Lakes home. Shula was the coach of the undefeated 1972 Dolphins and won 2 Super Bowls with the team. Shula was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1997. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.